Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
I'm back. Hopefully you're back. Welcome to another session of Sanity in the insanity that's going on around us on a regular basis. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Bad. Brad Dinkins will join us after the first break to talk about what went down at the raid. I mean, seriously, I love this. This is just so amazing, right? I mean, you talk about a dictatorial, more of a communist type of set. That's where we're headed for. There are so many things. Can you imagine? I remember when Trump would win a court case, they would say things like, well, you know, that was a Trump-appointed judge. That was a Bush-appointed judge. That was a, you know, whatever, right? Always who the judge was appointed by and for. Now when you look at this, guess what happened today? No, really, honestly. We're finding out that the judge that approved this, who greenlit the raid at Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, he's donated thousands to the Obamas. Bruce Reinhardt, who reportedly signed off on a raid, which is just amazing to me. Just amazing to me. What were they afraid of? You know, they showed up. Did you guys see the pictures? Now, Trump is not there. They showed up with machine guns. You want to talk about intimidation, driving people out of there? Right? Out of Mar-a-Lago? Give me a break. Seriously. So Bruce Reinhardt reportedly signed off for the raid at Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. He had donated to the Obama campaign and the Vickery Fund tens of thousands of dollars. Does anybody care? See, if that was the other way around, it'd be a whole different story now, wouldn't it? Just amazing. So Bruce Reinhardt, he is a Florida federal magistrate judge. He's donated to the Obamas, you know, in 2008 and more. Reinhardt later contributed to Jeb Bush's failed 2016 presidency. You know, and when he was asked by a local news source to respond to these things, not a word. Now, according to the same New York Post report on donations, Reinhardt also represented employees of the late convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Whoa. So this judge represented employees of Epstein. Reinhardt previously told the Miami Herald that those he represented included Epstein's pilots, his scheduler, Sarah Kellen, and the a woman named Nadia, right, Markinova. Now, the agents executed a search warrant at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resident. Sources told the local news source that the search was part of the DOJ's investigations into whether Trump improperly took government materials from his time in office. How does that happen? He's the president. I mean, he's got the highest clearance, security clearance, and he, and I don't know if you guys know this, but he keeps it for life. They're worried about this guy. The Democrats are petrified by him. Right? You know, when the Republicans take over, these guys are going to be the world of hurt. Nothing like this has ever happened to a president in the United States before. Nothing. And again, as I said, he was cooperating with the authorities. So what was the problem? What was the rush? Right? And frankly, there's Democrats out there now concerned about the way this went down. What's going to stop it from happening to them? Republican House Leader Kevin McCarthy, Minority Leader, excuse me, he threatened to probe the DOJ over the raid if the GOP takes major control in the fall, or majority control. I mean, then what? They're not going to answer him. Right? I mean, think about it. They won't answer them now. Maybe it's because the Dems won't push. I don't know. You know, it's interesting that some on the street, as they were being interviewed, felt that maybe this was a step in the right direction, that the FBI was finally doing their job. That's what they felt. Now, they were interviewing people in the streets of D.C. and New York. See, there's a fair cross-section of people, isn't it? One New Yorker said it's 100% selective justice. I mean, think about that. You've got Eric Holder. You have so many, you know, Hillary Clinton. We go down the list of people that they did nothing to. The DOJ did nothing to. Hillary Clinton. I mean, the FBI showed up to question her. They had to put their recording devices away up on a table. They had to put their phones on a table. And they couldn't take notes. I'm sorry. And then Pelosi, who's driving drunk husband, she's out there talking about no one is above the law. Apparently he is. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
Allen.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried.
The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be be part of the solution. And the only way you do that is get informed. You have to know. You have to have a clue as to what's going on. Seriously. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. But I don't. I bring on the people that do have a clue. Brad Dacus joins me as he does every week. Founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with me. And Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be on the show. Appreciate it.
All right, let's have some fun here. You know, apparently that big bad Trump, they raided his home, I guess in Mar-a-Lago, his personal residence. I thought it was funny though. That a couple of things going on here. One is they showed up with 30 FBI agents. I counted in the picture over a dozen agents with machine guns in their hands. Okay, what were they expecting?
Yeah, it's pretty perplexing to see because no one, you know, the police weren't informed. It was very, very tight-lipped. I mean, of course, you know, we can pretty reasonably speculate that this wasn't lower-level FBI directives. It actually, I think, I'm confident the Department of Justice, Gardner, had something to do with it and authorized it. You know, he's just one step from the President of the United States. So, you know, I think that it's very concerning how it was done, why it was done, to whom it was done, and when it was done. You know, we're approaching a midterm election. 2024 is just right around the corner. Trump is expected to announce he's running for presidency, potentially like right after the election, the midterm. And this, you know, many people speculate that this is just another desperate attempt of the FBI and the Department of Justice to try to circumvent President Donald Trump. They couldn't do it with the Russian hoax and other hoaxes. So I think they're fishing, and that's very concerning. They got all this information. They found some pretext to try to, you know, to get a justification. But the bottom line here is they're fishing for something to be able to implicate him or at least start some kind of a process that could put him in disfavor and take him out of the running.
Yeah, my concern, as some others too, is they may try to assassinate him because it seems like everything they're doing isn't working. I mean, you talk about, here's a guy that shows up, he's still got three times as many to rally than Joe Biden has show up for him at any event
right now.
You know?
Yeah, it was important for people to realize is that historically, whenever you have the President of the United States have a rally versus someone who used to be president, the president has the biggest rally. I mean, that's just the way it's supposed to work. But people don't attend Joe Biden's rallies. And, you know, they just flock in droves, long distance, to attend Donald Trump. I think it's because they miss the vision of America First. They miss what he stood for, what he did. And, you know, I think that as long as President Donald Trump focuses on the future, not the past election, not that he doesn't have merit to do so, but politically, focuses on the future, what needs to be done, I think those rallies will grow and grow, and he'll be assured the nomination. But my only other caveat is just, what are they going to find that he said somewhere at some time to try to implicate him? And if the government looked at all that you said on your emails or your personal notes or all that I said on my personal notes or emails, you know, they can find something, you know, to try to harass or bring an action on just about anyone. And that's why we have the due process protections. Apparently they don't apply to President Donald Trump.
Well, you know, executive privilege does not apply to Republican presidents. But, you know, again, you know, you look at this, you look at how it went down. And the bottom line is, as I started to say, they really do want to keep him from running again.
Right.
And who's to say they wouldn't let his attorneys in the room as he was as they were, you know, gathering information? I really believe, though, the way they're handling everything. Now, if we get an Obama judge, it's one thing. But if once they get into court and they look at it, maybe, I don't know, can you take something like this at a Supreme Court level?
Yeah, you could challenge it as being as the state having insufficient state interest to warrant that. Just because you got a judge, you know, to sign the warrant to allow them to do this, doesn't mean the judge is right. The problem is You know, this is something that the Trump administration, I think, could be expected to do in the near term. You know, because if something is, you know, they find something and then they just, they'll, mark my words, release it. If there's something that they can, you know, get him on in some way or incriminate him, make him look bad because he said something, you know, the way Trump does sometimes is from the hip and not really, you know, thinking it through from a statesman perspective, then we could see that released. You know, and then if you, you know, if we get an order from the Supreme Court saying, okay, you can't count any of this stuff, this was wrongfully taken, it's still, the bird's out, you know, it's still out of the bag, and then the, you know, the political, you know, agenda that they had would be satisfied. I will say this, though, Joe, and that is, I think that in the long run, this is going to be a big mistake. And the reason is because even if they get what they want, which is to somehow find something to incriminate, if not legally, then just politically, President Donald Trump, and it prevents him from getting the Republican nomination, well, who's the heir apparent? DeSantis. And that Florida governor is a much higher likelihood. In fact, he would win with even a bigger landslide, I believe. And so it's politically, I'm sort of scratching my head sometimes trying to figure this one out. You know, but long term, it's very dangerous, and it's a very terrible, terrible precedent.
Well, I think the person is closer to a civil war, you know, and I've talked about this before. I don't want one. But when you start having lawlessness like this happen, you know, Nancy Pelosi actually had the guts to come out and say no one's above the law. And I'm sorry, your husband just was picked up driving it with a level of alcohol that anybody else would have been thrown in jail immediately on. You know, and then you've got Hillary Clinton's email. There's so many things that it's very obvious that Democrats get a pass on that Republicans don't. So we'll talk more about that in the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is condemning the FBI raid of ex-President Donald Trump's resort home in Florida. Pence taking to Twitter to call the raid unprecedented. Finland and Sweden are moving one step closer towards possibly joining NATO. The request made by the European countries, which have historically maintained military neutrality, comes amid Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. Speaking on Tuesday, the president reflects on the strength of the alliance while voicing his support for Finland and Sweden to join the bloc.
Our alliance is closer than ever. It is more united than ever. And when Finland and Sweden bring the number of allies to 32, we'll be stronger than ever. Stronger than ever.
Biden adding Russia's invasion shattered peace and security in Eastern Europe. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thoughts about to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mazzia, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 55-REAL-JOEY, 55-732-5563, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. So listen up. I'm just looking up, before I bring Brad on, I'm looking over my shoulder. And the cartels now, you ready for this one? The cartels now are bringing in fake emergency vehicles in order to bring people across the border. And I think it's hilarious. I mean, I don't agree with it, but brilliant. Just brilliant. And that's why we have to be vigilant as to what's going on. It's really interesting. Yeah, and we're going to get 87,000 more armed IRS agents, but we can't have more Border Patrol people, God forbid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brad Davis joins me. Brad, God bless. Talk me off the ceiling. Well, yeah, I mean, this is just nuts.
Yeah, no, it's if we had those agents on the border, it would save us, our taxpayers, so much money. Because these illegal aliens that are coming across, and that's what they are. People say, you know, why don't you call them, unvalidated immigrant? No, they're illegal aliens. That's the legal term. So they're not immigrants; they're aliens. So they, the fact is, they cost we the taxpayers not just in the money it takes to process them. And then to send them somewhere and to Delaware or wherever, or Florida. But it costs money for us in terms of, social programs, education, they're actually very expensive. And we're not talking about a few hundred. We're talking about, I think it's close to 2 million, by the end of the year. We're going to have, coming across, who have come or will come across the border recently under the Biden administration.
Right.
So it's a huge burden. And so why they want to hire more IRS agents, who, by the way, studies show they will be focusing on the middle class, actually. That's where they're going to try to get their money is from the middle class. And, you know, the sad thing is a lot of people in the middle class, they don't have the money to hire a private CPA or attorney.
And they're already hurting with the gas and groceries and everything else. So Dan Pill is on the show on a regular basis. I call him the tax man. And what he was telling me was, you know, it's not middle America that doesn't pay their taxes. Matter of fact, The ones that they have trouble with are just above the middle class. And to set these people loose on the middle class, it's just going to kill the economy.
Yeah, it will. It will. And it will also, I think, bring much more investment hesitation, especially if someone wants to invest in something that they think, well, this is interesting, like a charitable remainder unit trust or a Delaware statutory trust or things that the average person may be thinking, this is new. If they think there's a greater high risk that they're going to be audited and somehow this isn't going to work out as the investment manager said, there's going to be a lot of them saying no to a lot of great investment tools that are well proven and established just out of fear. That fear is going to really constrain the middle class in terms of really being diversified, I think, and taking advantage of some of the best investment opportunities that exist.
I agree with you. I'm looking at all this, and they're doing everything they can to squeeze middle America, the American public, to get to the point where you can't survive without their help. You're not going to be able to do anything without the help of the government. It's ridiculous. And, right. And you know, you see what's going on. You're not going to question them because who wants to be put in shackles? Who wants their home raided? Right?
Yeah. Yeah, and the whole country should be concerned when you see, you know, the former president of the United States having his home raided with a SWAT team. There's nothing to show that President Donald Trump, was having grenades and bazookas and mini tanks on his estate. He was not a violent threat. I don't think you're going to find anything supporting their excessive use of force and intimidation and destruction of things like his safe. So the average American, I think, is going to be very concerned about this because what can happen to him can happen to any of us in this administration, and we should all be concerned. I even heard that, Congressman Scott Perry had his phone taken recently. I think that hit the news wire.
Yep.
Scott
Perry says the FBI seized his cell phone one day after the Mar-a-Lago raid and without any reason.
Yeah. They're going on a fish hunt, and the sad truth is with all the law that we have, they can probably find something somewhere that was said in some way, or even in terms of taxes or taxation, tax returns, something to create an issue. And that's all they have to do politically is to create an issue. Not even win their case, not even prosecute, but just create the issue. And we know that they will probably, if there is an issue, they won't wait for it to even, I think, to go to a grand jury. They'll probably release it. There'll be some kind of person who releases it just like they did on
right.
the Supreme Court, and there'll be no accountability just like so far we've seen with regard to the Supreme Court and that individual that released that information about the Dobbs case.
Perry said that there was no conversation with him, no phone call, no call to his attorneys to make arrangements to pick up the phone, and he said he's not surprised because under Merrick Garland, nothing is impossible and happening like this. But, you know, the reality is that, you know, they gave Hillary Clinton the opportunity to turn her phones in, to turn into laptops, but suddenly and somehow, which I think is hilarious, suddenly and somehow they were smashed up by a hammer or lost. You know, that was okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody went to jail for that either, did they?
No, yeah. Hillary destroyed. She physically, she scrubbed it. She overtly, deliberately destroyed a lot of information material. No action was brought against her. We really do live in a very corrupt government. And the one thing that we need to hold on to is our court system, our federal courts, with the hopes that at the end of the day, this will be rectified by the Supreme Court. The executive branch has become very dangerous, unfortunately.
Yeah, but how hard is it? This is a very important thing. How hard is it to get this in front of the Supreme Court now? Right? I mean, quickly. Because this could be bad if it sits and hangs out long enough, right?
Yeah, exactly. He can file, President Trump can file a emergency writ. First he can file for a temporary restraining order. If that's not granted, then he can file an emergency writ with the circuit, and then an immediate emergency writ with the Supreme Court. That can happen actually very quickly.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, when we have Pacific justices to follow our emergency writ to the Supreme Court, you know, from the Ninth Circuit, it took us 3 days to get the judgment against Governor Gavin Newsom ordering him to open up the churches up and down the state.
Wow. I don't
so
know.
It's difficult because Supreme Court usually doesn't like to entertain emergency writs because they don't have the whole case and facts and everything that's been investigated, et cetera. So it's not an easy task to take, especially when there's almost a presumption of guilt here. But that's something the Supreme Court could do, and I think Trump's legal team, I'm sure, is looking at all the options at this point.
Yeah, but, well, who would handle this? I mean, I'm getting in the weeds here a little bit, but you know, I know that every Supreme Court justice has his or her area that they preside over for stuff like this. I mean, is this Justice Roberts? I mean, Chief Justice, is he the one that would handle this because it's the president?
Yeah, that's a good question. you have to give me one that I'm stumped on.
I'm talking to an expert. If you don't know, we're all screwed.
Yeah, if you said California, I know it's Kagan, and Texas is, but Florida, I will do a quick check on the break, and I'll get back with you on that.
Well, wait a minute. So that comes out of Florida. I mean, wouldn't they be? Oh, so they're gonna file all their appeals through Florida. Nothing will go through D.C. Correct.
It would be probably through Florida, exactly, okay. And it would be through the, and you've got a judge that gave that order, but, so it'll be interesting to see. Now, however, I will say this: so, if the judge who granted that warrant, he probably is in D.C., but I'm not sure. I'm not sure where he's at exactly, but maybe probably the D.C. court. But then you could actually you could appeal that from that court.
Well, you have guess who oversees Florida? Clarence Thomas. So
yeah, that's a good one.
That can be a little dicey for those boys.
It's a good chance to lead to be D.C., though, if that's where the federal judge gave the warrant is located.
All right, we'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Let me bring him on, and before we get rolling again, I want him to give a chance to talk about the organization. Brad Dinkins joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI. Pacific to do great things for people. And Brad, tell us about PJI, what they do, and how they can help.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, we have Pacific Justice Institute. We've been around for 25 years, and we have offices in more than 20 states now. We just opened an office. We just announced it in Arizona this week, and we do all our work without charge, defending religious freedom, parental rights against the government, the safety of human life. We're very bold and we're unique in that we work hard to make sure that no one's left on the side of the road, and that's a very unique character quality of our organization.
Well, you know, you're a great organization. I hear good things from people. People that I send your way, people that will call the show. It's really funny, you know, I'm not making fun of people, but I kind of am. They will call me, leave me a message, and they'll email me, who is that guy that you have on that's an attorney? I'm like, okay, come on, really? after all this time, that guy I have on? All right. Anyway,
yeah.
Well, that guy is Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. I can't make it any easier for you. PJI.org. PJI.org. All right, Brad. You know, last week there was a rule. There was a vote. What was it? Kentucky? Kansas. I'm sorry, not Kentucky.
Kansas, right?
On a constitutional to remove the constitutional provision in Kentucky, and I probably screwed this up, but you can fix it later.
Yeah.
To remove the constitutional provision for them to to take away abortion from being a constitutional right, specifically abortion. And the two beefs I have about it, you can change it. It came in on a special election. You never have a large turnout on a special election, number one. It was worded in such a fashion it was very hard to understand. And Democrats, interestingly enough, came out over 200% more than Republicans. So you have to sit there and go, what is this all about?
Yeah, one of the thing is that it was very confusing. I had to read it twice to determine is it pro-life or pro-abortion. You know, I was trying to figure out, was this our side or their side that put this together?
Right.
I obviously found the conclusion it was pro-life. But if I had to do that, and I'm a constitutional law attorney, this kind of an outcome shouldn't be that big of a shocker. But also the pro-abortion side, they put in lots of money. I think it was $6 million in just to blitzkrieg the abortion lobby. They went door-to-door and massively. And then they campaigned in the context of, amendment would take away your rights. You know, the government would be taking away your rights, your constitutional rights. And that rings with some conservatives who may not fully understand the issue and what it's all about. But Kansas, though, the poll show is pro-life.
Right.
So, these are just the factors that came into being. It will come back. There will be something else simpler, better organized, and I think it'll eventually prevail. The good news is that just, 3 days later, roughly three states away, we had Indiana come out with legislation that protects the preborn, accepting cases of rape, incest, and the woman's life is in danger. Very, very strong legislation. There's no doubt it's going to hold up because of the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe versus Wade. So this is very encouraging that a state like Indiana, would adopt something like this. And then on the ballot for this midterm, we have, I think, Michigan, Kentucky, Colorado that will have initiatives or constitutional amendments on the ballot to protect the preborn. Then you have, I think it's Vermont, and I think there's another state that's going the other direction, trying to have something on the ballot to try to institutionalize the ability for a mother to abort and kill her unborn or preborn baby up until the moment the baby's born. Very sick and demented. They've got the money. The abortion lobby is very powerful. The Democrat establishment, the Democrat Party, is very strong on this, and they really want more babies to be aborted and killed on a massive scale, because that's the net effect of these their measures. Over 30,000 preborn babies' lives were saved in the state of Texas alone. Because of their heartbeat legislation that was upheld. So the stakes are huge in the hundreds of thousands. You're going to see states that adopt pro-life legislation, and we're going to see, hundreds of thousands of babies that were not murdered. They're going to be crawling and laughing. And then in the other states, blue states, we're going to see an increase in sanctuaries created to kill babies and kill preborn babies from other states. So that's very concerning.
So, I'm looking at all this and I'm thinking to myself, first and foremost, as a Christian, I'm sitting here saying to myself, just simply making a law or not a law is not going to change anything, right, from the heart standpoint. This is
right.
This is an issue of the heart. This is an issue of of people not realizing the value of what they're carrying, or the value of their own lives, for that matter, right? And
right.
That's really what we need to do. We really need to find a way to get to these young people, to get to these people and let them understand, help them understand that they've got help. Okay, the mistake was getting, in most cases, getting pregnant out of wedlock. All right. But let's fix that. Let's help with that. Getting rid of the baby, killing the baby, is not a fix. It's not going to be the relief you think it is. You're going to carry that for a long time. And
right, because the yeah. conscience, the conscience is there, and you can't ignore it. You know, and it's interesting how, and it's sad how the areas of the country where the murder rate is the highest, and cities where the murder rate is the highest, is where abortions are the highest. And some sociologists, you know, draw the, you know, the assessment or the theory that if a society in these communities so flippantly and easily kill unborn baby after unborn baby, flippantly, it creates a culture where the value of human life, the sanctity of human life, is definitely decreased and diminished to some degree, to making a murder more possible. And I'm not an expert sociologist, but it really makes sense if you've already, you know, killed some unborn and your conscience and you realize that, and people in your family realize that, maybe your children know that you know that the little baby that was supposed to come was killed by mommy and daddy. I think that has an effect. And also laws that are passed that are pro-life, many sociologists expect those states to, at the end of the day, to have a higher percentage of a lower percentage of babies that are aborted and a higher number of lives that are saved, because when something is made a law, it pricks the conscience even more for someone to step back and examine what they're doing and why that law was passed, and is this something they really want to do.
You know, I look at this stuff and I really think, you know, you just came up with a good point. Cities where the murder rate is the highest have the highest abortion rate. You know, it's almost like in those cities, in those areas, there are no boundaries, there are no foundations, there's no foundational moral values. And a while back I did a show where I was able to show there were 16 couples, 16 people or 16 couples, I'm getting old, I can't remember, for every child that was aborted. And when you think about that, right? I mean, that means that adoption, which is never talked about anymore. Matter of fact, somebody went off when they talked about adoption. I think it was MSNBC or what have you. We do need to make it easier for people to adopt. At least I believe so. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. There needs to be reform to allow that to happen. You know, unfortunately, we have blue states that are trying to disqualify people from being foster parents or even adoption, for that matter, simply and solely because of their religious beliefs, specifically Christian beliefs, with regards to a moral issue dealing with LGBTQ. It's outrageous. We have filed a lawsuit in Oregon against the state of Oregon because they're now disqualifying Christians from being foster parents and public adoptions. It's really sad because actually those families, statistics show, that do have a religious foundation, they actually have a lower teenage pregnancy rate, lower drug abuse, higher percentage, you know, graduating from high school and going to college, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a real disservice, you know, to those children that need something.
You know, Brad, I think it was a Michigan governor, I don't remember which one it was, but she vetoed or wouldn't sign a bill that had money in it for single moms. So moms who decided to carry the baby to term and wanted help from the government, you know, get rolling, there was no money for them. However, there was money for abortion. There was money for those kind of services. And I'm going, you know, they have a one-track mind. They only want to do one thing. All right. PJI.org. PJI.org. Brad Dacus, God bless you for what you're doing. Keep up the good work. People, check them out, PJI.org, and help them. You always scream, there ain't anybody out there fighting. He's fighting. So much for your host. Come on back. In the next hour, we're going to talk to an immigrant who loves this country and doesn't get what we're doing to him. We'll be back in 2 minutes.